What's the picture you have of yourself? Do you see yourself as just a layman? I hear that over and over and over again. I'll be visiting a church, and I'll get into a conversation with one of the men, and I'll ask something like, "And what are your responsibilities here in the church?" And all too often I hear the words, "Oh, I'm just a layman." I'd give my right arm to hear someone say, "Me? God has given me tremendous responsibilities here in the church. I'm one of the laymen. I am under orders from God to witness to my neighbors, to my friends, to the people in my neighborhood, to the people with whom I work. Yes, I have tremendous responsibilities. I'm a layman." But that's not all. Not only am I to witness for Christ, but I have other responsibilities as well. God has charged me to disciple those whom He brings to Himself through my witness. I help them grow. I help them learn to study the Bible with a view to applying its truths to their personal lives. I help them learn to pray, to read and memorize the Word. And eventually, I help them learn how to win their friends to Christ and disciple them in the faith. Yes, sir, I'm a layman. Wouldn't it be a tremendous boost to the work of Christ if every layman and every laywoman saw himself or herself in that light? Why don't they? Why do laymen see themselves as just laymen? From what I have seen, there are two reasons for this. First of all, I believe the devil has caused tremendous confusion in the minds of laymen and clergy alike. The layman sees himself as a second-class citizen whose primary job is to help the preacher do his job. And the preacher sees himself as an overworked servant of the Lord who needs the help of his congregation to do the job that God has given him. He's the soul winner. He's the discipler. He's the one who preaches and teaches the Word. He leads the prayer meetings. He's a busy man. And what about the laymen or women in the pew? They are concerned to pray for the preacher, to give to the church, to back the program by their attendance at the worship service and various meetings during the week. But they don't see themselves as ministers of the Word. That's the preacher's job. He's the minister of the Word. And, of course, in one sense, that is true. The preacher must get alone with God week by week and prepare his sermons. And it's important that he spend adequate time at this so that on Sunday he has a fresh word from God when he steps into the pulpit. But, in another sense, the layman should be a minister of the Word as well. Not in the same sense as the preacher in the pulpit, but as a laborer in the harvest who shares the Word of God in witness and who leads the new babes in Christ in their spiritual growth. And part of the preacher's job is to equip these men and women for their ministry of outreach in personal evangelism and in their follow-up training of the people who come to Christ. The second reason why laymen see themselves as second-class citizens is the vast difference in Bible knowledge between the preacher and the men and women in the pew. The preacher can rattle off various insights from the Greek or even the Hebrew. He knows the date of the fall of Babylon, the width of the river Euphrates, the number of men in Gideon's army, the date the book of Joel was written, and most laymen know none of these things. But wait a minute. Knowing these things are part of the preacher's work. He should have some knowledge of the ancient world so that his sermons have the ring of truth and authority. But the layman needs to know other things, verses that will help him make the gospel clear. A passage of Scripture that gives insight on prayer so he can establish his own prayer life and help other laymen with theirs. Layman, you've got an important job in the kingdom of God. You're not just a layman. You're the vital link in the evangelization of the world.